from Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is the Daily Breakfast. I just walked out of the theater and I found myself a quiet spot here because there's a lot of fun going on over there with all the music and the food and the drinks. But of course, you want to hear my initial thoughts. And this was not one movie. This was basically two movies in one big Star Wars sequel to The Force Awakens. There was so much packed in this movie. It is almost everyone that I spoke after we left the movie was like, I need to let this sink in. I need some time. And that's exactly how I feel. I need to process all of this. I definitely need to see it another time. And then it will probably make more sense to me. First of all, don't worry, this is an awesome movie. Basically think this is Empire Strikes Back plus Return of the Jedi in one movie. And then some, a lot of unexpected things, a lot of twists, a lot of stuff that we've never seen in Star Wars before. Even stylistically, this is very different than The Force Awakens or any of the other six movies, which I think is good because it shows that a director, despite Disney's tight grip on the franchise, but that a director is free to do new things with the movie. But it's good things. I have to say that I'm also a little bit conflicted because I love the movie. I love where they took the story. This is definitely going way beyond, let's say, the introduction that we saw in The Force Awakens. But there were also a few weak moments. At least, always have to say that this is after the first viewing, still being completely overwhelmed. There were a few moments where the movie was kind of slowing down a little bit too much. I felt that the movie could have benefited of an even tighter cut, even though the original cut was more than 3.5 hours, if I'm not mistaken, so they already brought it down. I think the movie could have benefited from a little bit more editing. But then again, it's Star Wars, so you can never have enough Star Wars. And I also think that some of the moments that made me go a little bit like, I'm not sure if I like this, were vastly compensated by all the coolness and the awesomeness. Of course, I'm not going to tell any spoilers, but you'll want to hear, of course, what I thought of Carrie Fisher's role, because this is Carrie Fisher's last Star Wars movie. She passed away. She is one of the strongest characters, I think, in this movie. She has a large role, and it's all good. It is really, there are some really, really awesome moments that kind of tie this last movie and her last role together with everything that preceded. And the same is true for Mark Hamill. Oh my goodness. Mark Hamill. He is such an amazing character in this movie and plays such a believable older Luke Skywalker. And I cannot say much about his role because it would there's nothing I can say without spoiling it, but hold on to your hats. This is the Luke Skywalker movie. What else can I say without spoiling it? Porgs! Porgs! You're gonna love the porgs. Everybody loves the porgs. The porgs are the best creatures ever created in the Star Wars universe. They're absolutely awesome. And there are a lot of other creatures that are really, really great. The droids. BB-8! BB-8 is awesome in this movie. Has a much bigger role than in The Force Awakens. An even bigger role. There are some characters that are less prominent than I expected. R2-D2, C-3PO, minor roles. Poe Dameron has a hero role, but I felt that it didn't really go beyond what we saw in The Force Awakens. Finn has an important role, but it wasn't a payoff that I expected of the way he was introduced. But I have a feeling that they will keep some of that character development for the third movie. The music is awesome. This is John Williams at his best. There is so much to enjoy. There are a lot of flashbacks to the original six movies, mostly the 4, 5, and 6. Visually, they do a lot of cool things. They introduce a lot of cool new planets, there are some very striking moments. It's almost like every shot that you see, you can print it out and it makes for a beautiful postcard. But that's also something that we're used to. So iconic visuals, great music, great special effects. There's a lot more war in this Star Wars movie. So much more wars being fought out. And I like that, because after all, the franchise is called Star Wars, so you do want to see those wars. And they are incredibly well done. Golly, what else? You know what? I'll keep it at this for fear of saying anything more that can influence you. Go see it. I'm going to see it Wednesday, so not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow, I'm going to see it again. And then I will come back to you and give you a more definitive spoiler-free evaluation. And then probably towards the end of the week, I'll try to find some time to do an in-depth analysis after all this has sunken in. And perhaps what I just said will be completely wiped away. It's not the first time that I give you my first impressions and I see the movie again and then I have to completely change my opinion. You want to have my honest feelings after seeing this, and it's great. It's you're gonna love it. Is it the best movie, the best Star Wars movie? So far I would say no. There's still Empire Strikes Back. In certain ways, I actually even think that The Force Awakens is a better movie, but it's also because it's an introductory movie, so it repeats a lot of the stuff that we've seen in previous Star Wars movies, and some of you don't like that. I personally loved it because it was so much like going back in time almost, and it gave me a lot of emotions that I felt while seeing the first Star Wars movies. And this movie is very different, but again, I'll get back to you after having seen it again. And hope you enjoyed this. Stay tuned. Hit that subscribe button. There's much more Star Wars coming soon on The Daily Breakfast. And if you want to listen to the audio podcast, go subscribe at tridio.com/subscribe. I'm Father Roderick. Thanks to my patrons for making this possible. And talk to you later. May the Force be with you.